Blog Talk Radio.
Life was born today. That is the disrespectful Nancy D'Alessandri Pelosi, D'Alessandro, born in Baltimore, one of the most corrupt cities on the East Coast, and a lot of controversy about her family, alleged mafia connections. Harry Britt, who ran against her for the congressional seat here in San Francisco, ran a special investigation based on the allegations of these mafia connections. He says that he couldn't find any, or his people couldn't find any. Of course, that doesn't mean that there weren't any. So, however, it's an interesting coincidence that today the Obamacare or Nancy Care controversy health care law, which did not start in the House of Representatives like all financial bills are supposed to start, money bills are supposed to start in the House of Representatives. And this apparently didn't. And it's interesting because Nancy was the Speaker of the House and most powerful person at the time, and she's the one who said, you got to pass it to find out what's in it. Just incredible asinine comment. But anyway, here are the rest of the birthdays, and we'll get into Don't Cry For Me, San Francisco. That's Nancy's theme song. Among birthdays today, A.E. Houseman, Alfred Edward Houseman, used A.E., great writer. Henry Royce, the guy who was the first part of Rolls Royce, what was once the best British motor car ever built, they also make jet engines. Syngman Rhee, he was a longtime dictator president of South Korea. He was president during the Korean War. Was imprisoned by the Japanese, and he died, I think, about 30 years ago. And those of you who make cakes, you've seen Duncan Hines on the supermarket shelf. He was born today in 1882. One of the great German pianists, he stayed in Germany, or couldn't get out during the Nazi period, Wilhelm Backhaus, was born today. And the president of Yale is also a federal consultant, James B. Conant, born today. And Tennessee Williams, still got a cold, who wrote Cat on a Hot Tin Roof, he was born today. Controversial general, very handsome guy, looked like a dashing general. who was Lyndon Johnson's general in the Vietnam War, William Westmoreland. Now, he sued CBS, claiming they defamed him, and he lost. Great actor and great voice. He was in, I think, Flat Top, about the aviation officer on a U.S. carrier in the Pacific during World War II, Sterling Hayden. And he lived on a houseboat in Sausalito across the bay from San Francisco. Also, one of his best movies called The Killing, a classic robbery where the robbers double-cross each other. Also, Sam Jaffe, I think, was in that film, Black and White Cinema Noir. Great film. And he played, I think it was one of the generals in Dr. Strangelove. And then we have Pierre Boulez, controversial modern composer, former conductor of the New York Philharmonic. Is also, I believe, to be gay. He was born today. Sandra Day O'Connor, the first woman on the U.S. Supreme Court. She was married to an Army JAG who's now in a, I think he's still living. He had Alzheimer's. And then Alan Arkin. I think he was also in the film, Yossarian. I forgot the title of that. Shame on me. And then, of course, the ubiquitous Nancy Pelosi. And Nancy, a lot of controversies about that woman. Among them was her cover-up in pushing through Obamacare through Congress. And then she claimed, as a real estate investor, she claimed she didn't know anything about this heroin in a Hayward, California warehouse where $1 billion worth of heroin was found. And, of course, NBC, we'll put this up on our Amicus Veritas YouTube site, NBC got permission from the DEA to set up secret cameras. And this is how they discovered the connections. And one of the connections led to a HUD official here in Region 9 in the San Francisco office. I think the guy's name was Chang. It's interesting that on Nancy's birthday, the Obamacare, Nancy Care, comes up, is right on the docket in their hearings right now, or were earlier today, on this controversial so-called health care bill. It came up on her birthday. So this is also very interesting. Now, among the deaths today, we had Walt Whitman, who died today, Lisa Grass, great poet. He was gay. He's a gay icon. And he was a kind of a substitute or surrogate nurse to both civil Confederate and Union soldiers during the American Civil War. He went into the hospitals, and he wrote about his adventures and what he did for some of these boys. We had also Cecil Rhodes, which the Rhodes Scholarships are named after him, and Rhodesia, and he also a controversial operative who set himself up or got himself set up as the president or prime minister of what was called what is called South Africa today. He died at 56. That's relatively young in our terms. Sarah Bernhardt, the great Sarah Bernhardt actress. Actually, her name was Henriette Rosine Bernhardt. And then David Lloyd George, he was one of the World War I leaders and was present at the Versailles Peace Conference. I think it was Labour. He was from Wales, I believe, originally. He died in 1945 after World War II, or during the waning days of World War II. And then we had Max Ophuls, a great movie director, born today, or died today, excuse me. And Raymond Chandler died, like some of his detective novels. And then also Beethoven died today. And here's a guy who achieved a lot, even though he was deaf. And I think it's appropriate that we play his greatest symphony, which was used as a code during World War II. And it's something that they call one of the 50 favorite pieces. So here's what was used as the code theme to resist the Nazis during World War II. Thank you. No, Beethoven wrote the symphony as he was going deaf, and his he wrote three other symphonies, four other symphonies, 6, 7, 8, and 9. They said he wrote a tenth, never completed it, and there's a reconstructed version of that. However, by the time he wrote the ninth symphony, his greatest, he was totally deaf, and he died at 56. Interesting. He may have gotten, his deafness may have been caused by using lead. People didn't know what that did to the body and the problems that using lead to cure or to alleviate illnesses. Among the other deaths today, Richard Arlen, actor of the 30s, and then one of the fourth man in the notorious British spy ring, Sir Anthony Blunt. He was homosexual, who was the Queen Elizabeth's art expert, and he was stripped of his title of Sir when he was unmasked as the fourth man in the Burgess, MacLean, and Philby, and Charncross is alleged to be a Soviet operative spy during the 40s and 50s in MI5 and in the British Foreign Office. And also Edmund Muskie, who was the vice presidential candidate during 1968. It was known as Humphrey Muskie ticket. He made a big mistake. He's Polish extraction and Polish heritage, like my in-laws. And he was attacked by the Manchester, forgot the Ledger, I think it was, paper in Manchester, New Hampshire. And he went in front of the publisher's office and got into this spiel and broke into tears. And that didn't promote a manly image, I guess, at the time. And Muskie died on this date. One of the events today, the British managed to get the capital of India change from Bombay to New Delhi. And, of course, there's an excellent 30s movie on how the British pulled this off, or the English, I should say, Clive of India, starring, God, I forgot his name, shame on me. Anyway, a great film about how the British East India Company was the spearhead of British colonial takeover of India, which later became known as, for Queen Victoria, the Jewel and the Crown, and it was Disraeli that had her crowned as Empress of India. And, of course, the British were forced out in 1948, Admiral Lord Lewis Mountbatten, the Queen's uncle, who was blown up in a boat with two boys. There was a lot of stories about Mountbatten, but he had a beautiful wife named Ashley, and she had an affair with Nehru. But the date that they picked, or he picked, for the partition or the independence of India, August 15th, was a day cursed by the stars, and it was one of the biggest mass migrations both ways of Hindus and Muslims. The Hindus in Pakistan went into India, and the Muslims went into what became Pakistan. And it was horrible atrocities committed by both sides along the way, tortures, murders, dismemberment, castration, all kinds of horrible things. One of the biggest slaughters of two ethnic groups or two religious groups in world history. Also, I talk about Indians, but these are our Indians, the American Indians. In 1804, Congress ordered Indian removal east of the Mississippi to Louisiana. So we get that's where you get the term Creole today, which is Indian, Black, probably French, Spanish, ethnicity, a lot of that. And then Cajun is the French, French Indian ethnic background. The patent for medical plaster, which later became Band-Aids, this goes back to 1845. Can you believe that? Also on this day was Napoleon's government agreed to the selling of Louisiana to the United States, one of our biggest land purchases, and we can thank Thomas Jefferson for that. And then in 1863, voters West Virginia voters voted for the gradual emancipation of slaves. And of course, West Virginia was cut, was sliced off of Virginia during the Civil War. It was an illegal partition, something that Lincoln pulled off. Very clever. And of course, the senior senator from West Virginia is Jay Rockefeller, a very powerful man in the U.S. Senate. And he married the twin sister of Sharon Percy, who was murdered, whose homicide has never been solved since 1965. I remember when I was out in California on student break, spring break, we were driving back to go to school, and we heard this, the twin had Chuck Percy, who was the founder of Bell and Howell, is running for U.S. Senate against Paul Douglas, the Democrat incumbent. And the daughter was, the one of the twins was brutally murdered. That murder has never been solved. And here it is, what, 40 years later. Talking about lawyers, on this day, Hastings Law College was founded in San Francisco. And it's where judges, usually when they retire, go there to teach. And, of course, some of the worst people in the Steve Neri case, controversial lawyers, Hallinan, Terrence Hallinan, George Walker, had gone to Hastings. Should have been disbarred, in my opinion. In 1871, the Paris Commune broke out, and this is one of the sources that started the Communist Party. And then in 1885, what became Kodak, Eastman Film Company developed the first commercial film. And, of course, today the company is now bankrupt and going out of business. And then the another invention, which is important, Thomas Martin invented and got a patent for the fire extinguisher. We've had Band-Aids and fire extinguishers on this day. And then the Birdman of Alcatraz, and there's a lot of controversy about this, Tom Stroud, that this some of this movie with starring Burt Lancaster was fiction. And if you go to visit Alcatraz, you can't go in his cell, but you can see his cell. And it's quite a visit, and we were over there earlier this year, my first visit. Also on this day, Britain introduced in 1934, get this, you had to take a driver's test to get a license in Britain. It goes back to 1934. People are wondering what they did before then, and of course they've never learned because they drive on the wrong side of the road. And then also, here's a great canine adventure. In 1936, a dog went 1,000 miles, it's a trip to Alaska on one of these dog sled things. And in 1937, William Hasty, the first black, was appointed a federal judge in the Roosevelt administration. And those of you who are fond of the swamp fox, not the swamp fox, that's one of my emails, the desert fox, Erwin Rommel, he started the German offensive in Africa. And then in 1945, on the other side of the world, the Japanese resistance ceased on Iwo Jima. And among the inventions today that helped our health regarding help people to avoid polio was a horrible thing. I remember seeing Fred Snight's son in an iron lung. And this is how people lived who caught polio in those days. And, of course, also FDR was a great patron. He had polio. And he used to do the March of Dimes. We'll get into that another day. But Jonas Salk, on this day, the Pope, the Salk vaccine, was successfully invented, I guess you can say. And I remember getting the shots, and there was later the Sabin vaccine, which I think was pills. And then along with medicine, the Medidac Alert Foundation started in 1956. And Bangladesh, getting back to the Indian situation, separated itself from Pakistan. And then there was a split of Bangladesh and East Bangladesh. There's always problems in that damn subcontinent, to paraphrase Churchill. Among the interesting religious days today, since we're going to be paying more attention to Mormonism because of Mitt Romney's candidacy, and as I've said repeatedly in The Political Animal, that we've had a Catholic, John Kennedy, in the White House. We had someone who was baptized a Catholic, Charles Curtis, who was a Native American. He was baptized a Catholic, but lived as, I think, a Methodist. So I guess that should count. although he was vice president. And then we had Joseph Lieberman, who was believed to be practicing Judaism, as vice presidential candidate. And now we have a Mormon who, as they say, it's our turn. And, of course, on this day, Joseph Smith, at age 24, he was one of the founders of Mormonism, he published the Book of Mormon, 24-year-old guy. Interesting. So there we are on our interesting dates today. Now, among the other things today, it's important that we should, besides the birthday greetings to Nancy Pelosi, remember, she's the one who said you got to pass it. There are a lot of controversies regarding this woman about her connection to this NAMBLA political group where called CUAP, and we'll get into more of that. They have been allowed to go into San Francisco courts on cases that they are interested in and openly lobby the juries or try to influence the case, causing disruption, wearing stickers, and all that. Then there, of course, we got into the drug connection of Nancy Pelosi to that Hayward, California warehouse, which she denies she knew nothing about. If you can believe that one. Pelosi also endorsed this controversial sheriff, believed to be a closet Muslim. Michael Hennessy, longtime sheriff, 30 years, too long, much too long, who among the things he did during his maladministration was strip search a senior citizen, Roman Catholic nun. She was arrested in a peaceful demonstration, and he strip searched her, threw her naked into a cell to freeze. Among the other things that went on, the sheriff, who was a supporter of Pelosi, and Pelosi was a supporter of him. It was male rape up at the San Francisco County Jail. We don't know how many of those rapes went on. There was brutality. Detainee's arm was broken. And then there was the abuse of U.S. Navy sailor Stephen Nury, in which his mail was sent by certified U.S. mail and return receipt requested, green certificate. Was illegally signed for, and then the mail was destroyed, and then they denied they even had the letter, even though the Navy got the green receipt back, and we'll publish that. So it's a felony to accept mail that you're not entitled to sign for, and then another felony to destroy it. But these are some of the things that go on in city of San Francisco. And I think that Mira Karimi, believed to be a Muslim, and he's a member of the Green Party, which some people think is the American version of the Biter Meinhof gang. Very controversial. And he worked for all these people. So this is coming back to haunt him. Now, another question in the political animal is Rick Santorum's connection to Penn State University, and did he have a connection to Sandusky, which is being alleged? And he needs to answer this, because if he gets a nomination, which I doubt, or if he gets the VP nod, which I doubt, these questions are going to come up, and he's going to have to answer them. So he better answer them now. So... this is Peter Paul Brazola, and we will end with it's more than, I don't think the justices will be playing poker after they hear this, the first hearings on the Obamacare and Nancy Care, but this is the appropriate song for all of these political controversies.
What do you say, Ben? Want a hand?
Guys, go ahead.
I got too much on my mind to play poker.
King
bet.
Cost you high. Tony, up to you.
Hey, Tony, what are you
going
to do?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Me too.
Hit me with a king.
Gentlemen, here we are, and one thing is clear. We gotta pick a candidate for Congress this year.
Big Ace.
Ace Betts.
You'll pay through the nose.
Okay, where do you stand?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Here goes.
Possible straight, possible flush. nothing.
Gentlemen, how about some names we can use? Some qualified Republican who's willing to lose.
Well, there are some Democrats who'd like that. Anyway, this is Peter Paul Bozzella. We'll be back Wednesday with more and more updates. And go to our Amicus Veritas YouTube site, AMICUSVERITAS. Good night.